Hey everybody, welcome to episode 30. I'm Jim.
And I'm Dale.
And we are those crazy Bible study guys.
Ooh, all right, man. Welcome to another day, Jim. Hi, and all of our listeners out there. I hope everyone's having a good day. Brother, I'm excited, man. You know, we've been talking on the side about some opportunities for marketing this podcast because we want, you know, our mission mind goal is to get this out there, just like, you know, the church started, you know, let's get the gospel, the good news out there. And we're talking about a topic today that relates, man, giving to the needy. So I can't wait, man, to give some of our up and coming, you know, business cards out to the needy for Christ, dude. I'm pumped. So that's where I'm at this morning.
Well, how played on that one. Yeah. I am too, man. We got through five. We're on to six now. So
yeah. Can you believe it? Yeah. 30 man. Episodes to get through six, you know, five chapters, but yeah, you know, we're getting there, man.
We're a little slow anyway. So, it's appropriate. So,
oh man. I like it. All right. Well, I'm excited about this. Like, I think we're kind of transitioning. We had a theme kind of going for a while.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, you know, divorce and vows and revenge and then enemies. But today we're kind of shifting tactics, and we're going to be talking about giving to the needy. So, you know, that outpouring of compassion, love, and then, you know, following that's going to be about prayer and then fasting. So we're kind of getting into some good stuff. And I know one's coming up that you're going to love is the money one. So, because that's something that's really always been on your heart for mission to help people financially. So,
yeah. Well, one of the things, this is what I love about our study is I was thinking, like, you know, Jesus just doesn't willy-nilly do stuff, right? And I've been waiting to use willy-nilly. But
I like that.
Yeah. He's talking, you know, so far the issues he's doing is addressing the heart issues, right? He's like talking about things to get you in the right place, right? Because he's going to be teaching about giving to the needy, but it's something where you do that out of your heart, right? You're not doing it to try to get recognition or something back from someone or whatever, right? True giving is when you give freely, you know, just like Christ, right? The example there of just giving freely without any expectation in return. And you know, everyone I think has given something to someone or helped somebody out. And that feeling that you get when you help someone in need, whether it's like a vital need of, you know, like someone that's in a shelter or something like that, or just even helping out a neighbor, you know, cut down some trees or something like that. When you do something for other, there's just something in your heart and your spirit that just is like no other.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Amen. And you know, I was looking at these titles too, leading to this. You're spot on about, you know, everything Jesus is teaching us is a reason for it. And, you know, again, the two right before this was, you know, again, the revenge and loving your enemies. It's removing that aggression, the blinders that we're always put on a lot of times.
Just when you remove that hostility,
now you have this open perspective. And like I said, now he's getting into, you know, talking about giving to the needy. And you're right, man. Like, you know, I tell you, man, I went on a mission trip almost 10 years ago and, you know, to Africa. And again, it was excitement, right? First time I'm going overseas. I'm ready to help. I want to help. And oh my gosh, the help that I got back, you know, in my heart, in my personality, my character, it was so much richer than I ever could imagined before leaving. So yeah, you're right. Like that feeling is so captivating.
Yeah. If none of you have been on a missions trip, figure it out and find a way to do one. I know there's some companies now even that are church affiliated that do those as well too. And, you know, if you don't have a church or that's just not your gig at the moment, try to do one. It is life changing. It is just to see the people that you're helping out. And the irony of it is I saw some people that were so much more happier than me that were such more dire conditions. It was just eye-opening and life-changing. So if you've never been on a missions trip, it does a body good.
That's right. Don't willy-nilly around it. Just go for it.
Yes. So. No willy-nilly.
Yeah. No, and I challenge everyone out there. Try to use willy-nilly in a sentence today. Yeah. Just see what happens. Yeah, that's always a good icebreaker.
Today's challenge. Yes. But in all seriousness, yeah, if you can do it, it is, you know, Dale, you're testifying to it too. And I've done one before too, and it's just life-changing. Mm. It's kind of like giving on steroids, right? Like that feeling when you give and stuff. It's like on steroids because that's 100% of your focus for that whole amount of time that you're doing that. So anyways,
Good stuff, man.
Let's see what the teacher has to say about giving to the needy.
Amen to that. Yeah. So folks, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6 today. We're going to be going through verses 1-4. So again, keeping it nice, short and sweet, but there's a lot of material here. So I'm going to open us in prayer real quick, and then we're going to jump right in. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for a new day. We thank you for fun words like willy-nilly and things, Lord, to just enhance our lives and have ways of icebreakers to talk to people. And Lord, this is a way to open up to talk to people about what they need. And Lord, you tell us to have a giving heart, a giving spirit. So Lord, teach us these words today. Let us not only learn them and grow with them, but apply them into the world and into your kingdom today to glorify others, to glorify you, Lord, through our actions to others. So we thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm willy-nillying on dyslexia already, so that's always good. Oh, no. All right.
Oh, what did I do? What did I do?
I love it because it just shows how much we're alike. Because I tell my son all the time, stop dilly-dallying. So here, willy-nillying and dilly-dallying, there you go, man. We're so much alike.
Yeah, quit your dilly-dallying around and get on the scripture, would you?
All right, that's it. Nice, well done. Yeah. All right, Matthew 6 goes like this. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
Mm. Yeah, the moment you start to make it about you, right, it shifts the total focus and intent of giving and helping others, because it's not about them anymore. You're making it about you.
100%. Yeah. And we have a Bible story that ties directly to this, and it's about the old little widow who gives to the two copper coins.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what I think about when I read this morning. I mean, you got a guy who gives, you know, 10% or more. He gave a hefty amount and he beats his chest out loud. Look what I've done. And you're right. Exactly what you said, Jim, is the focus wasn't on God and the offering. It was on that person saying, look how much better I am than all of you. Whereas who Jesus said was the most worthy was this little old lady who gave two copper coins in secret in prayer, which I could just imagine she dropped in the plate and just looked upwards and was just so thankful and trusted so much into him because that's all she had. She gave all she had, but she did it in secret. And Jesus is telling her who's greater. So yeah, it's exactly what I thought about this.
Yeah. Her heart was definitely in the right place with that versus someone's doing it for, you know, their own recognition. Ironically, this is kind of funny. Well, not kind of funny, but I was talking to a friend last night, and she was a waitress in college, and So she's got a heart for giving good tips to people. We were just kind of talking about this, and she was telling me about they went out to dinner as family, and they were picking up the tab, and I don't know, someone in their family saw, I think it was her mom or her mother-in-law or whatever, saw the amount that she was giving as a tip, and she's like, you need to hand this to that lady so she sees you giving it to her and stuff. And she's like, no, that's not my point. My point is I feel in my heart she needs this, and that's what I'm giving her, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. So again, it's kind of that human nature of, like, because sometimes we do something and we get mad because someone didn't recognize us, or they didn't thank us, or they're like, wow, they were kind of ungrateful, but maybe they're just like embarrassed, right? That they need help or something like that, you know? Let God kind of just take care of that piece, and you just follow that lead of, I like, one of the things I do in when I'm teaching the Dave Ramsey classes is I give people the $5 challenge. And the $5 challenge is essentially put a $5 bill in your wallet, and whenever you get that prompting to give it to someone or buy something to give to someone or whatever, do it. It's like a really small amount of money, but it gives you that opportunity to listen to those promptings from God to just say, hey, now's the time to use that and give it. A lot of times I've done that, and like through the drive-thru at McDonald's or something, and sometimes they can't take it because, you know, conflict of interest or running the till, and all of a sudden they're sticking a $5 bill in their pocket. But you get my point that it just, and we've talked about this a lot, right, on our podcast, of just starting with something small.
Yeah.
And to try things out, right? See how it works. See the impact it has on you and your life and on other people. So I'm giving everybody the $5 challenge today.
I like that, man. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not even about just even giving the money. You mentioned the prompt in the heart.
Yep.
And I think that's the key, because there are so many times when we may have a prompt. And again, obviously be wise and smart about, you know what you're doing, because you don't want to just always give in to something bad. But the big thing is that prompt. If you feel something just stirring your heart that just came out of nowhere, I will gonna probably say confidently, like, that God's speaking to you, and you don't always have to know why or what, but that prompt. And it kind of reminds me of what Jesus is saying. It's like, you know, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. You know, it's just that moment of, okay, God, I'm going to do whatever you're asking for without knowledge, without understanding. I'm just going to follow through and allow you to have this moment. Not going to brag about, not going to tell anybody. I don't need to tell anybody. Just, we're going to go with it. And it's not always just about money too. I remember once walking downtown from work one day, and there was just a lady sitting there. She was just sobbing on the side of the road. And of course this was near a police station, and just, I don't know. And I was walking with a buddy. I was safe. We had another friend. I was with a coworker who was also a believer, and we just walked by and we both stopped at the same time. We just felt this stir on our heart that even though we wanted to get home, we wanted to go, you know, do our personal time life from work, we both felt we needed to sit next to this lady and just talk. And it was a giving of time, you know, and that's something that's also important. And again, I'm not telling this story to brag about this. This is just giving examples because, you know, like you were giving the example of the $5 challenge. You know, it's, you know, we easily think about giving as financial, like, oh, okay, we just got to keep giving money. Like, no, you can give your time, your skill, your just your heart, you know, a conversation with somebody. Like, that's giving more than you ever know, because again, when we think of someone who's in need, it's not always just about, you know, money. It's about, you know, just want someone to listen to me or to provide advice to me or to help me move a furniture or something, you know, like it's more than what we, I think, a lot of times instantly think of. And I just loved when you said that prompt in your heart. Yep. And that's that. I, again, do the $5 challenge. And but if you feel that prompt, just go for it. Like, always try to go for it, because it's amazing. But you don't have to like tell the world, don't get on social media and be like, look what I did today. I would not advise that. Just go with that feeling and see what happens, and sometimes it's pretty darn cool.
That will just totally nil it, or will just totally eliminate, you know, the power of the giving when you start to, you know, advertise it. That's the beauty of it, right? Is it's just between you and that person and God, and sometimes that person doesn't even know who you are, right? Like if you did it through the drive-thru or whatever, and that's, you just walk through. And like one time when we gave someone the $5 in the drive-thru, man, you thought I gave the guy like a winning lottery ticket, because you could see him like head off to the back, and he's like, I just got a $5 tip. You know, it just, you know, made his day, you know? And that's where like that was the best $5 I ever spent, you know?
I love that, man.
Yeah. So, but I think your point is really a good one to discuss just a little bit, related to, you know, that prompting. When we give our time, that is our most valuable asset, right? Is our time. Mm-hmm. We have a finite amount of time. Money can be a variable, right? But time is finite. When we give of our time and our energy and stuff to people, I think that is even, I mean, sometimes they need money, but I think giving your time is even more significant. So.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's a simple thing. Like, I keep thinking about what you're saying. You know, a simple $5. I mean, you know, you think $5, okay, it's you know, to me, it's a lot of money, but I'm old, and but you know, I mean, I think of that, how impactful it is. Like that story you were saying about how someone got so excited over something small, because I mean, it matters more than you will ever realize. Yep. And everybody's in a different boat, and that's what's so cool about how a small little act of giving can truly change someone's entire day. And I mean, just imagine, just again going back to the simplicities, if we all had that kindness in our heart, and again, you do it in the right manner, you know, but if you were able to just, you know, send a positive message to somebody, just a random stranger, just, you know, I think of, you know, my wife's grandma. She's the sweetest thing in the world. She's 95, and she always finds someone to tell and say, you know what, you're just so beautiful. You're just so beautiful. And I love, like, I remember watching her do that, and to give just that compliment of words lifted people's spirits up so much. And again, like, who knows what they were going through that day? Maybe they were struggling with their confidence, and or Lord knows what else. And just this little, you know, little old lady who can't do much, but just would just grab this person's hand, just tell them how beautiful they were. And I remember watching that, you know, constantly. That's what she would do. Is like, what a beautiful opportunity of giving, you know. And
that is super cool, man, because a 95-year-old lady doing that to you, one, you're going to be paying attention, and two, how can your heart not melt?
Right? Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. Again, I want to be very careful with, you know, especially as us men, I would say that's probably not wise to go up to a bunch of girls and be like, hey, you're beautiful. It's probably going to send the wrong message.
No, but, coming from a 95-year-old lady, I think it's got the proper impact, but.
Absolutely. But to sit there and tell someone, you know, hey, I hope you have a great day. I hope you're encouraged today, or, you know, you have a great smile. You know, don't let that stop. You know, just simple little things that can really encourage another person's heart, because we're all going through a tough world. I mean, it's tough out there. So someone to encourage you, especially a stranger you don't even know, that just brightens up your day, like, wow, like, how much better do you feel at that moment? Again, nobody's got to know.
Yeah, so. It's the giving to the needy is filling that physical need, but it also sends that emotional message to them, right? That someone does care about me, right? Some random person showed me today they care about me.
Right. And if you really want one more last impact, I know we got to get the footnotes. But if you really want to show some love to people, tell them about this podcast.
Yeah.
That would get Jesus in their heart.
Yeah. Everyone needs Jesus in their heart. That's for sure.
All right. Shameful plug.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I am going to go into the footnotes. It starts on 6:2 or talking about the hypocrites and, you know, trying to make it about themselves. So he says here, or the footnotes say, the term hypocrites as used here describes people who do good acts for appearances only, not out of compassion or other good motives. Their action may be good, but their motives are hollow. All right, there. Okay, so the heart matter behind it, right?
Yeah.
These empty acts are their only reward, but God will reward those who are sincere in their faith.
Heart matter, as always. I mean, yeah. Are you opening the door just for your own glory, or are you opening the door because you actually just want to open the door to help somebody?
Yeah, we've been talking about that in this podcast, right? The heart matter of things. And you think about it, we're on episode 30 here. And how many times have we referenced that, right? That's God in the purest form is looking at the heart matter. In fact, we were just talking about at the beginning of this episode of how Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount here, he's talking about, you know, cleaning up house in the heart, right? Before you start to, and then he's saying, okay, it's hard. I got the foundation right built here in your heart. Now let's just build this heart even bigger and stronger and better. And the first thing he talks about is giving to the needy. So giving is that first way to build that muscle once you get the shop cleaned up.
Yeah. And oh man, I'm going to drop a little Bible verse here on this because I love where you're going. The heart matter. Why do we keep talking about the heart matter? Because that's all what God looks at. And then we have reference from the Old Testament of that, which is 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. And it does say, you know, kind of halfway into it, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Heart.
All right. I have to admit, I'm truly impressed that you just pulled that out of thin air.
I Googled the little church, man. I didn't
know. You Googed it?
I knew the verse existed. I knew it was there, and I know it was in the Bible, but I had to Google, which again, simple Google of God looks at the heart verse, and then bam. Yeah. All
right. Way to Goog that. Google is definitely our friend on this podcast. All right. So on 6:3, the footnotes, what is that verse? I can't even find it. But when you
give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Okay, this is the core of the message, right? So when Jesus says not to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, he is teaching that our motives for giving to God and to others must be pure. It is easy to give with mixed motives, to do something for someone if it will benefit us in return. But that sounds like politics, right? I mean, hey, if I vote for this, then will you vote for that? Or we just, me is politics. All right. But believers should avoid all scheming and give for the pleasure of giving and as a response to God's love. Why do you give? I love that, man. Give for the pleasure of giving.
That's it, man. It's realizing that God's given you so much, and so least you can do is just to give back a little bit what the Lord has given, man. Amen.
Yeah, I think it's so cool that he includes us in that and gives us resources to allow us to do that. So,
I know we're getting close to time, but man, I like what you just said there. It's like, I mean, again, he created all, and he knew how special that would be to allow us to have that feeling of giving, and that's pretty darn cool. He allows us that opportunity and motion and feeling.
So I'm going to wrap up the footnotes here. Then your Father will see what you've done in secret and reward you. It's easier to do what's right when we gain recognition and praise. Of course, to be sure our motives are not selfish, we should do our good deeds quietly or in secret with no thought of reward. Jesus says we should check our motives in three areas: generosity, 6-4, prayer, 6-6, and fasting. Interesting. Okay, those acts should not be self-centered, but God-centered, done to make us look good, but to make God look good. The reward God promises is not material and is never given to those who seek it. Doing something only for ourselves is not a loving sacrifice. With your next good deed, ask, would I still do this if no one would ever know I did it? That's a good litmus test right there.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and I like those 3 points: generosity, prayer, and fasting. And we're thinking like, wow, man, like, I mean, how are you going to fast in like 5 minutes? Well, yeah, definitely there's perspectives. Like you were thinking of that, you know, the waitress, you know, waiter situation, that maybe you know where they work and you have it on their heart to really bless them in other ways more than just a $5 challenge. So it's, you know, again, an opportunity to go pray about it, you know, allow the Lord to lead in that decision and fast over to make sure it's, again, are you doing it the right way? And are you doing this if, you know, would you still do it if no one's watching? And yeah, that's a great question, man. A good perspective.
Yeah. And the last thing I'm going to add here is I just love this part in the footnotes. Doing something only for ourselves is not a loving sacrifice. So check the heart and
love it, man.
And the beauty of it is, right, when we do that, we get a like a quick adrenaline rush of like, oh look at, and everyone sees how great, and then everyone moves on, right? But yeah, man, when you do this in private and stuff, you get to enjoy that for a lifetime. So
amen. Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Oh man. Oh Father God, we thank you for the power of giving, Lord. I just ask that you just help challenge all of our listeners with the $5 challenge and follow those prompts in their hearts when you want them to give. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, man, that was good stuff. So, yeah, encourage everyone out there, be a giving ninja. Do it in secret. Do it in love. And just go out there. And until next time, enjoy the gift of today. Thank you.